Vice President Kamala Harris reportedly met with Benny Gantz, a member of Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet, to discuss a ceasefire. Virginia Tech Chair of Government International Affairs Ariel Aram outlines why.
In a lot of ways, this is comeuppance. In 2015, Netanyahu came to Washington to speak at Congress without the approval of the Obama White House. This is the U.S. returning that favor, engaging with a political leader in Israel that's not the prime minister, in order to demonstrate that they have the political validity and ability to work with a broad coalition of Israeli leaders.
Netanyahu had been struggling to hold on to power before the Hamas attack back in October, and Aram doesn't think he's gained any fans during the war.
Even before this war, he had been plagued by scandal and political missteps. He was surrounded in cabinet by a lot of political enemies, and he was able to keep the coalition together, but just barely. Since the war began, he's entered into a larger coalition, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of political support for him personally.
It appears talks about a ceasefire have fallen through ahead of the Muslim holiday of Ramadan, which sees increased tension between Israelis and Palestinians, as the Muslim holiday requires access to a holy site in Jerusalem. Ramadan is expected to start March 10th. Ian Price, WFIR News.